So, I remember when I started speaking, it was around 2000, and I think it was around 2017, thereabout, January, February. And the very first person I approached with the idea of starting to speak in front of people was my best friend. Not my best friend aside, but my friend. And we talked about this issue of, starting something that I would call a journey to changing people's lives. That's what I explained to them. And moving from there, the first expression, facial expression that my friend had was like, you know what, this is impossible. No one has ever done it. We've never recorded someone who wants to go public with them, with speaking. And it was difficult for me at first. It was really difficult because I had the vision, and I wanted to, sell the idea to my friends that, you know what, guys, we can actually come up with something. We can do something here, and we can change people's lives by focusing on what I know best, that is standing in front of people and speak. Because officially, I started speaking in 2017. So that means the unofficial side of it started way back, like 2005, when I was 14, I think. I would stand in front of people just to lead. Just to lead. And that really drove me into understanding that this is what I wanted to spend the rest of my natural life waking up and doing every day. And it paid off in some way. On the unofficial side of it, because that really formed the foundation of my life as a speaker. And I can safely say that though I didn't know what I was doing at that time, that is speaking, or I would rather end up speaking as a pathway to fulfill my purpose. Somehow, I really found it to be so exciting, to be something that was coming out of my heart. Because at times I would stand in front of people and then crack jokes, and then sometimes I would say something that I don't even know where it came from. And I remember when I was in Form 3 in 2009, I would go to Form 4 classes and start speaking or teaching them history lessons when I was Form 3. And they would sit down and listen to me. And at the end of the day, they would say, "Where did you learn all this? You're Form 3, this is Form 4 stuff." And I'll say, "I read, guys. I read." So coming back to the issue, to the story of my friend, they didn't understand what I was doing. And it was understandable. I understood that they didn't understand me from the point where I was coming from, because that was something new to them. They had the equipment, they had the studio. I had the idea. I didn't have cameras or whatever, lights, but I had the idea of something new. That some, you know, a lot of people, there are many public speakers or motivational speakers in Zimbabwe, but the ones that are coming from my angle, it was like 1 out of 1,000. And I can say that it was tough. That's all I can say. But my advice to people is, when you start something new, there's always an opposition party. I always tell people that whenever you start something new, there's always an opposition party, whether you like it or not. And the unavoidable part of it is, the enemy sometimes comes from within you. That is, we're talking of fear, we're talking of lack of knowledge, lack of wisdom, lack of proper guidance. We're talking of, you don't believe in what you want to do in life. But the external side of it is, there are a lot of limitations, especially when you don't have equipment, when you don't have the right connections. Especially, it's even harder when you're just starting, because you need to convince a lot of people that you can do it. And you can only convince them. Sometimes you can convince people by, working on yourself. You can actually work on yourself, and the more you do that, the more time you spend with yourself, the more you're going to learn a lot in terms of how to do what you want to do. So the bottom line is, when you start, don't stop. When you start, don't allow the negativity stop you, the negative part of life stop you. You have to stand your ground. You have to stand on what you want to do in life. Who do you want to impact in the next 5 years, 10 years? See that person. Listen, it has to be you. It has to be you who's going to start something. It has to be you who has to develop that, you know, new trade, new line of doing things differently in your family, in your society, in your generation. Because God is a God who knows exactly what we want in our lives, and He has destined us to become the best versions of ourselves if we choose to. And you can only choose to if you work according to what God has placed on the table. Focus on the table, on the design of your table, not the design of other people's tables. Because the moment you spend that, you are wasting a lot of energy, you're wasting a lot of focus, and you're wasting a lot of time.